This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
For me, I look at it this way. Tomorrow we come out, Hunter Brown on the mound. We win the game. That's three series wins in a row. That's what we want to try to do.
Hi, that was Joe Espada. And yeah, that's the situation that we're in right now. The Astros, who had a 7-game lead in the division just a few weeks ago, now find themselves tied. No tied, you know, but one up in the, you know, in the loss column, blah, blah, blah. No, exact same identical record. 67 and 53. So we've got 42 games left in the season, and the Astros are tied with the Mariners. And I would say, Seth, that we'll talk about Spencer Arrighetti here in just a second. He was decent yesterday. He was all right. The bullpen came in and just completely wet the bed. The Astros lose 14-1 to the Red Sox yesterday. The rubber match today or tonight out at Daikin Park with Hunter Brown on the hill. This feels like to me, I don't know, I got to consume some outside of Houston stuff today maybe and just see where people sit with the division right now, because the Mariners are a much healthier team than the Astros. The Mariners, I would say, you know, certainly matched the Astros in terms of horsepower acquired at the trade deadline. Suarez was one of the crown jewels of the trade deadline. That was a really good pickup by Seattle. He's among the league leaders in home runs. They've got great pitching, and they've got a healthy closer right now. The Mariners do, who's very, very good. That's something the Astros do not have right now, unless Brian Abreu turns out to be a good closer in Josh Hader's absence. But the fact of the matter is that the guy who made the All-Star game this year as the closer for the Astros is now going to be out for at least 15 days retroactive to earlier this week. So this is the first time that I'm not saying I'm not confident in the Astros. They can obviously win the division. They're tied, and even without all these pieces, they're still a damn good baseball team. But I would guess that this might be the first time that the outside world is saying that the Mariners get over this time. Empirically, they are on paper the better team right now.
They're the better team. The X factors that remain for the Astros, I think it probably just all depends on how good you really feel about the three returning pitchers, how optimistic you are about Josh Hader, and then really in the additions, and especially in Carlos Correa, are you going to see the best version of Carlos Correa and a better version than what he'd been with Minnesota this year earlier on? Mm-hmm. So far, I feel good that you're going to get a better version of Carlos Correa than he was with the Twins. Is he going to be as good as he's been since he first got back? And then if you get to the playoffs, okay, what's he do? That's where I feel really optimistic that you're going to see the very best version of Carlos Correa. I feel maybe more optimistic than I should about the starting pitchers that are returning. I think Arrighetti and Javier, wherever they may not have looked like their peak so far, and especially with Arrighetti when they've come back, it's all manageable stuff that we've seen them work through before. We've seen Javier work through it more than Arrigetti, but we've also seen the downside of Javier in some of his bad performances and seasons. Luis Garcia, likewise, I'm in the same boat as those other two guys. I feel like at least two of those three guys is going to end up being a really good and solid starting pitcher.
Garcia and Javier were prominent pieces of a team that won the World Series. So this should not be new to them when they're both back in here pitching in August and September in these big games. And Javier's always been the one that you look at he just pitched one game this year. He hardly pitched at all in 2024 before suffering the torn UCL. 2023 was an interesting year for him because he wasn't nearly as dominant as he was in 2022. So that was a full season of Javier. He started 31 games that year, and he had an ERA in the mid-4s.
Yeah, that was his worst season, and that was after a year where they ramped him up very slowly into being a full-time starter. Yeah. He was, by the numbers, he was one of the best pitchers in the league, but they also really took their time with his workload there. And that's why I feel, as much as you can find a silver lining in him coming off of an injury, is that, man, the best version of Javier has been when he hasn't pitched a boatload of innings. And this is where we are right now. He's going to have a third of a regular season in the playoffs, and we've seen him really excel in those moments. So isn't it crazy? I didn't even mention Lance McCullers when I was discussing the pitchers there.
I was going to ask you, when you said the three returning pitchers, I didn't want to interrupt you, but my question was going to be, is Lance one of those three that you're talking about?
No, he was not. Yeah, I'm talking about the three returning from the season-long IL.
Yeah.
Those guys, guys with the big stuff. And Lance, at this point, I just don't know. I don't know who he is as a pitcher, and I don't know if he's going to not. What's the over-under on number of 10-day ILs he has in these last 50 days of the season?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. So we'll see. Arrigetti is the interesting one because he's now pitched two starts. He just pitched last night. The first start was good control, good stuff, struck out a lot of dudes, gave up a lot of soft contact, also a home run, ended up giving up 6 runs in that one in 3 2/3. This one was better from a runs allowed standpoint, but was all over the place in terms of control. Here was Joe Espada on last night with Spencer Arrigetti.
You know, he pitched out of trouble, which was encouraging to see. For me, just more the command, the high pitch counts because of the walks. But besides that, his stuff is pretty good. His breaking ball was much better today. I thought his fastball played really good today. I just got to pitch ahead in the count more and get some quicker outs.
Yeah, so, 5 walks in 5 innings, if I'm not mistaken. He had 5 walks last night.
One hit, but 5 walks.
Yeah. 3 strikeouts. So there you go. Yeah. Funny. The walks and the strikeouts are always the barometer for me. Like, you put your hand over all the other stats, and if you just say, would you rather have the Spencer Arrigetti that's walking 5 guys and striking out 3 blindly? You don't know anything else. You don't know the quality of the contact, of the hits. You don't know how many pitches he threw, whatever. If you tell me 5 walks, 3 strikeouts, or 1 walk, 6 strikeouts, I will blindly every single time take the 1 walk and the 6 strikeouts and hope for the best, because that tells me the guy is at least around the plate in a productive kind of way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
someone about Arrigetti that I always pull for, just because he's kind of almost got like a it's like a combination. He's like half goth kid,
yeah,
but then also half metal shop kid.
Yes,
there's somewhere in there, I could totally. You just kind of, with his long curly hair, like he could be wearing a t-shirt with some kind of like a band from the 70s on it, or. Yeah. Or The Cure. I don't know. I like him. I like him. He's the kind of kid that I like. He's not in my clique in high school, but I like talking to him during study hall.
You could just as easily see him wearing guy liner as you could with cigarettes rolled up into his sleeve and maybe some smudges of grease on his face.
Yeah.
You know?
It's all a matter of who grabs hold of him his freshman
That's
year
right.
first.
Who's his influence? Who's his primary influence?
Who's his older next-door neighbor?
Dude, that's sometimes, man, life is random. Sometimes, like, how you wind up is a random occurrence of who you wind up living next door to.
Sometimes I judge pitchers by what they look like as far as my – if they were an older kid in high school.
Yeah.
Like sometimes some of the pitchers kind of look like the guy that has a dirt bike and knows how to fix it.
Yep.
You know, teaches you how to adjust a carburetor and everything. Like, oh yeah, yeah. I like those guys.
That kid. Someone's texting in. Lance needs to go to the pen. He does. He does. I don't know if he will.
He's got a long thought out philosophy as to why that's not going to happen. And listen, man, I don't know how long you've been saying that. But a lot of us have been saying it for a long, long time.
Yeah.
I don't know. Lance's explanation for it this year was that, hey, it's actually a lot, you know, it's a lot more challenging than you think because of the change in routine. It's a different approach, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I would politely say, what about the current routine of being a starting pitcher is working out really well?
Yeah. Like,
I know. Oh, no, it's a drastic difference.
Right.
Yeah. Like, come on.
All right, okay.
At what point do you have to realize that staying the course is not working?
No, it's not at all. Hey, can I brag about something for a second? I am Brock Bowers.
As if I'm going to dissuade
ever stopped me before, right? Brock Bowers, the tight end for the Las Vegas Raiders, all-pro tight end as a rookie. I wanted the Texans to move up and get Brock Bowers in that draft that year when they drafted – when they ended up moving back and taking Kamari Lassiter. That's worked out fine. I really like Brock Bowers. Turns out he's been very good for the Raiders. He also, at the time he was drafted, had a horrible hair situation. I'm going to show it to the camera right there.
Yeah.
I'm going to show it to you, Seth.
Like they're kind of like a Hunter Renfro kind of situation.
Yeah, totally.
Young guy, but he looks like he's got to figure your hair out because you're receding, but it looks like you're still trying to grow it like you're 16 years old.
Like there's still some that's in the back that he's grown, so it kind of drapes over the front a little bit. And so on December the 30th, 2023, he's probably getting ready to play in a college football playoff game.
And for the listeners, for those of you who don't know, Sean is bald as a cue ball. Okay?
Cue ball, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm allowed. These are my people. I'm allowed to talk about them.
Yeah.
So Brock Bowers, I mean, handsome young man, you know, aside from just the horrific lettuce back on December 30th, 2023. And they took a picture of him, looked to be at a press conference, probably for a bowl game or something like that. And I said this, the biggest discrepancy between quality of player and quality of hairline is Georgia tight end Brock Bowers. Should be full shaved head by year two in the league. If he's smart, he'll allow the vets to shave his head as a, quote, hazing deal. To gain A, street cred, and B, a better look. Ha! And what do I see on Twitter last night? What do I see? I see a picture of Brock Bowers in 2024, where he had this same horrific head of hair that I'm looking at right now. And I see right next to it a picture of Brock Bowers in 2025, where he looks like Stone Cold Steve Austin. He looks like Mr. Clean. He looks like an athletic version of Sean T. Pendergast. Shaved clean. If you took the under on 2 years... You're welcome.
It's a solid prediction by me. It's been a good solid 15 or 20 years, hasn't it? Been where a guy just shaving his head completely is a totally standard and normal thing to do.
Yep.
Like it's not. I don't know. We have for whatever reason it used to be. If you're bald, it was Daddy Warbucks or Mr. Clean. Where now people are just owning it and saying like, "Yeah, just gonna shave it clean and off to the races we go."
Do you want
sometimes you either go the hair restoration route or you go shave it clean.
Sure.
Or it's extremely close cropped.
If you're trying to piece it along with what God gave you, it's a bad look, you know?
You know what it is? Because the hair restoration has gotten so much better than it used to be. Because it used to be, plugs used to be kind of like, so now it's a, now you're caught in between. Like there's not enough guys that are just doing the comb over anymore. Yeah. So that it's conspicuous when it happens. So guys are either shaving it or going extremely close cropped, or they're getting the hair restoration.
You got to make a decision. You got to decide. You got to decide. Do you want my next prediction on who is the next NFL player to go? And I don't know if it'll be the next one, but I'm going to make my prediction as to who I think will be doing the same thing Brock Bowers did within the next couple of years. It's a Texan. It's a Houston Texan. It's someone who we've talked about extensively within the last hour on the Houston Texans. Davis Mills.
Davis?
Yes.
Is his hair receding a little
bit? His hair is receding. Yeah, he put up a picture. Go find it. He put up a picture, or somebody put up a picture, maybe his wife. He's having a kid. He and his wife.
Well, he's about to start receding even faster.
Big time, yeah. I factor that into my handicap here. So So there's a picture that surfaced yesterday of Davis and his wife holding up the ultrasound, you know, like the four pictures of the baby in there. And I think she was pregnant in the picture. I mean, she's definitely pregnant. I think she was showing in the picture is what I should say. And I looked at Davis and I said, huh, that's a little further back than it was when he got here. I think Davis Mills, I think Davis Mills, with that glorious neck that he has and a beautiful bald head atop that neck, Davis, go for
Davis
it.
He should get a neck tattoo.
Dude, you could put it. Like he, you know, he should sell advertising on it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Like a billboard.
That was, do the old Bagwell's ex-wife deal. Get some advertising revenue from your tattoo.
What company?
And the thing about this is what bothers me about people picking on Davis Mills because of his long neck. He's got an impressively muscular neck.
Yeah.
Which is a weird thing to say out loud. And yet I'm always at football players. I always worry about their necks, you know, and having a strong neck can help you not just avoid neck injuries, but concussions as well.
Dude.
And so I'm always impressed that he spent some time on the neck flexion machine. Unless that's all natural, which even more impressive. Kudos to him.
Remember the play in the Titans game in week 18 last year where he landed on his face at the goal line?
Yeah.
And his neck was bent at a right angle. And he just popped right up like it was nothing.
Whoa.
Yeah. Only Davis. Only Davis can do that.
He's got a neck durability of a tire iron.
It's amazing.
That.
Yeah, it's amazing. Mm. That's my prediction. Davis Mills. And if he happens to get accosted in the parking lot by a masked man who shaves his head in the next 2 years, that was not me. I don't have that big a need to be right about this. Okay. So it may happen.
Davis Mills has a, I think with his Stanford background too, if he shaved his head and just wore really nice suits, he looks kind of like a hedge fund dude from the movies.
Yes.
Kind of one of the scary ones that walks into the boardroom and says, listen, this is what's going to happen. We're going to buy your company for $1 million or we're going to destroy you.
Yeah.
Which do you choose? And the poor little old mom and pop were like, but sir, it's been in my family for three generations.
Shut up!
Price just went down.
Yeah, exactly. The problem is Davis doesn't have that kind of voice. He's got a very kind of passive voice.
He would have to do it. He'd be it's even creepier or scarier sometimes when it's a very soft-spoken sociopath, hedge fund guy that's breaking your entire world apart.
Yeah. Or he hires James Earl Jones to voice his stuff like they did in Star Wars. He's got a recorder in his pocket. And every time he opens his mouth, it's just, I am going to buy your company. The price just went down. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. All right, guys, time for the neck topic. Okay, there we go. Time for the neck topic. Yeah, is that a Talk Sports text that we just got sent? Don't talk about Davis's neck.
Coming up next, you're going to get nothing but a breakdown of Davis Mills' neck.
That's
okay?
Right. What company should be advertising on Davis Mills' neck? That's coming up next.
Also, ask that guy what he wants next, and we'll talk about it.
Also, the best definition for swarm that I've heard came from a Texans defensive lineman earlier this week.
Oh, yeah, good call. This is better.
This is better. We'll have that coming up next.
This is better than the neck talk.
Yes, we'll do that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Davis Mills in Darth Vader voice, I am altering the deal. Pray I don't alter it further. For those,
I mean, I didn't do the but it would have been better.
For those just tuning in, we had some fun with Davis Mills in the previous segment. I made what I think is going to be an accurate prediction that he's going to shave his head in the next 2 years. I think that's where his hair is going the way of Brock Bauer's hair right now. And there's nothing wrong with it, Davis. I've been there before myself. I know you're getting ready for a walkthrough inside NRG Stadium. That's what they're doing today. Light walkthrough inside the stadium today. And tomorrow is when the fireworks hit. Joint
practice, baby.
Ah.
This is it. No, and honestly, the joint practice is where a lot of the Lions work of not just evaluation, but getting things right on the offense. You can do a lot in the joint practice versus the starters from the other team, where you don't have to worry as much about injury or just actually whether you can get the work done. When you send your starters into a regular season game, you don't know if they're going to get any work on the goal line. You don't know if you're going to get any work in a 2-minute drill.
Yeah.
Like you don't have zero control over it. So one of the reasons the coaches love the joint practices is it's not tackle football, so you can get more reps without as much of a chance of injury, but also you can just get specific situations and work done. So I'm excited to watch CJ and the starting offense versus this Carolina Panthers defense, which is not the Panthers defense of old, but still it's actual starters, and it's not your own team that knows your tendencies and everything else like that.
Bryce Young, man. You can see Bryce. You think Bryce Young will walk up to the fellas? Yeah. Yeah, you think he's going to walk up to everybody? Hey, guys. How you doing?
There's going to be so many pictures of Bryce Young and CJ Stroud chatting.
Yeah.
Because they've known each other forever. They're good friends. You can't find a quote of one throwing any shade at the other. So that'll be annoying. I wish one of them would just turn heel.
Yeah.
And be like, yeah, honestly, I think the guy's a phony and a fraud, and I never trusted him. By the way, he looks like a 12-year-old.
Right.
That's right. I want CJ to turn heel.
Oh, that would be great. That would be beautiful. All right, so So swarm, we know, is a big word and has been surrounding the Texans since D'Amico Ryans arrived in late January of 2023. Special work ethic and relentless mindset is what it stands for. I saw a video the team did of, hey, do you know what swarm means or what it stands for? And I don't know how many guys know what it stands for, but they all had their own definition of what it meant. Like Danielle Hunter, Danielle, if you're listening, I apologize in advance profusely. Daniil just kind of went, I think they literally meant, like, do you know what it stands for? And he just kind of gave what he thought swarm was all about. Like, to me, it's about suffocating, which was awesome.
Ooh,
it was a great answer. It was a great answer. My favorite answer I've heard from any player so far as to what swarm means to him was Tim Settle earlier this week in his media session.
Like D. Hunt said, suffocate. I think more of like this pressure, like a migraine, like a sinus infection or something, like something that you can't get rid of, something that you got to just deal with. You know, you got to go to sleep to get over it.
That's the best definition I've heard so far. I'm awaiting somebody using something a little more like.
I'd say it's I give it a plus on the imagery and I guess maybe the creativity of it.
Yeah.
I like to think of it as something a little bit more violent and with a quicker onset. If I'm going to go the disease route, I might go Ebola or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if I'm going to go with the disease route, I want something that's fatal.
Yep.
fast,
yes,
and scary.
Right.
And I don't know, a sinus infection is one of those things where you're like, oh, bye, I haven't felt right for a while. And they're like, oh, I guess maybe I have a sinus infection.
Yeah.
Needs to be more abrupt.
Right. Like a sinus infection, you're probably like the 13th ranked defense in the league. You know, swarm, yeah. You better be top three if you're going to swarm. And you're mm-hmm. right. Maybe like the Mutaba virus from the movie Outbreak. Like the, those
Is that
people,
what it was?
Yeah.
The Mutaba virus?
I think it was a phony virus, but they called it the Mutaba virus, and people were dead within like 2 days from that. It was
fast Outbreak
moving.
The one with Matt Damon?
No. Outbreak was
Brad
started,
Pitt?
No. Dustin
George Clooney?
Dustin Hoffman.
Okay.
Rene Russo.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Spacey before okay. he got canceled.
Yeah.
It had a young Patrick Dempsey in a cameo role.
Oh, yeah.
As a Mutaba patient. It did not end well for Patrick Dempsey in that movie. He just shriveled up and died.
He made a nice wig for somebody.
Good. Yes. Good movie. It's like 1995, so it's like 30 years old, but it's a pretty good movie. Ben Gary is the closest thing we have to a movie reviewer. Did you watch Outbreak back in the day, Ben?
I did not.
You didn't watch it? Okay. All right. Well, okay, you're fired, Ben, as our movie reviewer. All right.
Dustin Hoffman got to a point where, for whatever reason, he just started annoying me as an actor. Yeah. Richard Dreyfuss, too.
Yep.
I don't know. Some of those guys, usually male actors age pretty well and you start liking them more as they get older. I just got kind of tired of, I got tired of Dustin Hoffman and I got tired of Richard Dreyfuss.
De Niro has gotten annoying in his advanced years as well for me. I'm not a big De Niro
guy. Well, the problem with De Niro is that horrendous, awful, just incredibly bad movie, The Irishman,
yes.
which got universal praise from critics in the audience. I implore anybody listening who's mad right now that I'm saying The Irishman was
yes.
a bad movie, go back and watch that train wreck of a movie. What a disgusting mess. And everybody should be ashamed of themselves for ever thinking it was good. Everybody lost status in my mind when they were gushing over that movie, basically because it was just Martin Scorsese and a bunch of old guys using CGI to make them look like digitally altered old men.
Yeah.
But they were moving around. Robert De Niro's trying to curb stomp a dude as a 75-year-old man, but he's supposed to be a 25-year-old man doing it. It was an awful movie.
Terrible.
Shame on everybody.
Terrible. Okay. It was released in November of 2019. I thought it came out during COVID.
I wanted to blame COVID. Yeah. Now, the reason you remember it as COVID is I think it was streaming during COVID.
That's exactly what it was.
A lot of people watched it.
Yep.
Because when do you have 3.5 hours to watch a movie?
Yep.
When you're locked in at home. Yeah.
Theatrical release was November 1st, 2019. Yeah, that was, I would say, the two worst things about March of 2020. The Irishman being released on streaming and COVID. And not necessarily, mm-hmm. Maybe in that order, not necessarily, though. I mean, they were both pretty bad. COVID
yeah.
and the streaming release of The Irishman, both pretty bad.
As far as Tim Settle goes, I'm intrigued by him so far. Casario told us there was a kind of conditioning factor last year, and he didn't participate in camp a whole lot. He's a big guy. My first impression of Tim Settle last year during training camp was, oh, my gosh, he's bigger than I thought he was. But he moves pretty well.
Yep.
And then lo and behold, Nick Caserio thought he was bigger than he thought he should be, too.
Yep.
And D'Amico Ryan. So this year, I think that, he showed up with some big impact plays and some flash plays last year. I think that you might see a better version of that this year.
That's got to suck being told by a GM who does the VersaClimber for like 8 hours every day that you're out of shape because you can't even come back and go, no, look at you. You're out of, hey, GM, guy sits in his chair all day. Like, no. It's Nick Caserio who could probably wake up and do a triathlon if he wanted to.
Yeah, but you could beat him in a bench press competition.
Okay.
There's always something, There's always, nobody's ever superior to you physically, in every regard.
I knew
usually.
You'd be the right person to bounce that off of. speaking of Tim.
Sometimes Nick's not this guy. Nick played football. Yeah. There is an element sometimes. This is this middle-aged bullying that goes on. Yeah. There's sometimes I'm very impressed by endurance athletes. Mm-hmm. Always have been. They're good at something that I'm bad at. They're just different body types. So I've always been really, really impressed by endurance athletes. I was never the guy to pick on a 98-pound weakling or anything when I was in high school. And yet, there's a segment of the adult endurance, people who run marathons and everything, that like they like try to bully people in adulthood. It's like they're having their Jerry Springer moment,
yeah,
where they're like bragging about how they beat some. Oh yeah, there was this guy, he used to be an NFL linebacker, and I dusted him in the 13th mile of the race. I'm like, dude, the guy weighs 230 pounds. What'd you expect?
So stupid.
He's just out there running. You're not in the same category, man. Let it go, okay? He didn't give you the swirly. No. All right?
Right,
it wasn't him.
Right,
just leave him alone.
Here is that's perfect. Here's D'Amico Ryans on Tim Settle.
With Tim, what I've seen is I've seen him getting more familiar with how we do things. It's just a matter of him just being consistent, doing it right every single time. And when Tim does that, he has the power, he has the strength to knock guys back, reset the line of scrimmage, and he's athletic enough as a pass rusher to really disrupt the quarterback. So Tim's just about him being locked in consistently, doing things right consistently, and he should be an impact player for us.
He was last year. At times, he was an impact player for this team.
They don't have a three-down, all-pro caliber type of defensive tackle, but I feel really good about the rotation, and they're going to rotate as they do. They're going to rotate their defensive linemen, their defensive tackles especially. This year, with all of those guys, a lot of those guys like Foley Fatakasi and Mario Edwards, Sheldon Rankin's coming back, you've got guys that now have at least 1 year in the system, mm-hmm. too, and that helps a lot. And they've learned... And this is a big part of, hey, if you're not a pass rushing all pro type of defensive tackle, but you're playing next to Danielle Hunter and you're playing next to Will Anderson, there's a certain part of your job that's, you almost become like a linebacker who's playing off of the guy in front of you.
Yep.
Because Danielle Hunter is going to be across the line of scrimmage before you are. And you you tweak and tailor your pass rush to whether you need to, hey, if Danielle takes an inside move, I got to be ready to get outside and take contain. Mm-hmm. In the preseason game, we saw that with Tommy Togiai, who's, you know, not there yet in terms of just being an experienced veteran. You saw some times where that he should have replaced on contain and he didn't. And I like Tommy Togiai a lot, but he's still a young player.
Yeah.
With Sheldon Rankins and with Tim Settle and those guys, you can have a little bit more of that improvising on the fly because they've played next to each other for a year.
Yep. Quick text here. A lot of people have seen Outbreak. How could you leave out Morgan Freeman in your cast break? That Morgan Freeman, I left out Donald Sutherland. I left out Cuba Gooding Jr. It's a pretty all-star cast. It's
That's
good
an
all-star movie.
Cast for sure.
Yeah, man. Someone says Outbreak scared me as a kid. I could see that. I could see, you know, if you were a kid, if you're like 8 years old and you went and saw Outbreak in the theater, I'd be like, I would have been like, holy crap. So if just some monkey escapes from Africa and gets brought over here and starts biting people, it could wipe out the whole population? Yes, kids, if you're listening, if that were to happen. Just kidding.
One thing you always have to remember if you're scared by outbreaks, in general, if it's a really, really, really nasty virus that kills people very quickly, that's also what saves you in the long run,
mm-hmm.
is that it doesn't spread as well.
That's right.
The ones that
what they
kill
said
you more
in outbreak.
Slowly.
Yes, yeah.
That's what I remember from the movie.
Yeah.
And I've never fact checked it. I think they said the same thing during, I don't know. What happens in outbreak? Was it, there was a longer incubation period? So it was able to spread or?
The problem with the virus in outbreak is at first it was a transferable by blood only.
Yeah.
Like if you got scratched by the monkey or by somebody mm-hmm. who had the, when it mutated and went airborne. And you could just get it through the air. That's when the bleep was on, man, on Outbreak.
I miss, boy, you know, having this conversation, it kind of makes me nostalgic for back
COVID.
In the COVID days when we all wanted to pretend like we were virologists.
Yes.
And explain to people exactly
right.
everything about these things. That
herd immunity!
Understand.
Herd immunity! All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. I interviewed Jalen Knoll after practice yesterday. He was great. Played it earlier, got a lot of good feedback. If you missed it earlier, how's it going with the install of the offense, especially the position that he's playing? What's it like playing with C.J. Stroud? What's the perfect steak? He's a master griller, Jalen Knoll. I literally asked him that. We'll have all that for you coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, we'll find out what the guy's got going on In the Loop in about 10 minutes or so here. In the meantime, I chatted with Jalen Knoll, rookie wide receiver for the Texans, yesterday after practice. How are things going for Jalen Knoll his first few months as an NFL player?
Hey, it's Sean Pendergast out here at Texans practice with Texans wide receiver Jalen Knoll. Jalen, you got your first catch as a pro in that game against the Vikings on that little screen to the outside. You broke a tackle. How did it feel to finally get that first catch under your belt?
It felt great. Obviously a dream come true to be able to get your first catch in the NFL. But it was really exciting moment.
How are things going so far at camp for you?
I feel like it's going good. Stacking days, just trying to be consistent, and just continue to work within the offense, becoming a reliable guy for the quarterbacks.
So let's talk about the installation of this offense. It's new to you because this is your rookie year in the NFL, but it's new to a lot of guys because it's a new system. I'm curious, you play a lot of slot receiver. Mm-hmm. Cecil Shorts is a former slot receiver for the Texans. We used to do the post game together. Yeah. One of the things he told me is the second hardest position to play on offense, aside from quarterback, is slot receiver because of how much you've got to look at pre-snap. How has that gone for you, and do you feel like that's an accurate assessment of that position?
Yeah, I feel like it's a position that your IQ has to be there. You have to know the shell of the defense, knowing what everything that's going on from the linebacker position to the corner position. So yeah, I would agree, and I feel like I've done well so far within that position. Just that's also what I did in college, playing a lot of slot, played some outside too, but just being able to be savvy within the zones and understanding what looks I'm getting in the defense.
I remember watching the draft, the day you got drafted, and the scene from inside your house there, and obviously getting drafted to a team where your college team, a couple college teammates actually. Can you take us through that moment? What was going through your head when you got that phone call?
Yeah, a lot of emotions, just the realization of all the hard work that I put in to be able to get to that point in time, and just to be surrounded by family. Provoked a lot of emotions out of me, but it was a very special moment, a moment I'll never forget. And like you said, to be able to join two of my teammates, it's It's an honor.
So what's the dynamic with all that? I mean, you and Jaden appear inseparable out here. You know, we were doing our radio show out here the first week at camp, and we're out here early. You guys are always coming over the bridge together. What's the dynamic between the three of you, though, when you add X into the situation? Is he like a big brother to you guys, or how's that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he's kind of been through everything, being in the league, going into year three now, so he kind of just gives us the heads up on certain things, knowing what to do. And but there's a big connection there. We're all Iowa State guys, so being able to talk about Iowa State and the memories we had together.
What is it about Iowa State? Because we have Nick Caserio on our show pretty frequently, and right after the draft we had him on, and he could not stop talking about Matt Campbell and the program that he has there. I think there's certain coaches he has a really high level of respect for. Take us through what is it about that Iowa State program? You guys had a lot of success while you were there. What is it about that program that you feel has gotten you prepared for this moment?
Yeah, just like you said, preparation is the biggest thing, and they teach us that from the very beginning. Just to learn our process, go back to the fundamentals and stick to those fundamentals and just trust in the process, honestly. And Coach Campbell's big thing is if you can find your process and you can keep that process going and build off of it, then you just become a better player. And then they're one of the big things that we went through in the past year is just curiosity, being curious what we can learn more out of the game and just add to our game.
Have you been taking the process you had at Iowa State and just transforming it over here? Have you added anything to it that, you know, now that it's solely football that you're focused on, now you don't have to focus on studies or anything like that?
Yeah, really just picking the brains of my teammates that have been here, like Christian Kirk, Nico Collins, CJ, even on the defensive side, Z's and Sting, just seeing how those guys work and what their process is and just trying to add little things to mine, because those are all the guys that have been doing it right. While they've been in the NFL. So whatever I can pick up from them and add to my process, I'm going to do that.
What's it like playing with CJ Stroud?
It's amazing. He's a very big communicator, so you know exactly what he wants from you. And then he's going to pick guys up. If you make a bad play, he's going to be the first guy there, making sure you're good, and just talk to you through the play and what he feels like you can do better. So he's a big motivator within our offense and a big connector.
I saw your appearance on the St. Brown podcast, and we played some audio from it. You immediately became a hit with Texan fans when we played it. But one of the things you talked about was you got your signing bonus, and they were asking you, what have you splurged on or anything like that? You're still like, I'm driving my same car. I'm renting. I'm not buying. Have you done anything yet now? Have you splurged, or is it still just, kind of business as usual?
Yeah, just business as usual. Okay. I'm focused on the season so far, so just making sure I'm staying in the playbook and focusing on
that. Okay. Now, the other thing I was told, too, obviously I know you and Jaden are big fishermen. You guys had your YouTube channel, but I was also told by somebody that you are a master griller as well. Is that true?
Yeah. No, I'm
in search of the perfect steak, right?
Yes, in search of the perfect steak. I love to grill. Excuse me, whatever I can put on the grill and just kind of try to learn new things, not just steak, honestly.
Okay, so when you go to a steakhouse, then it's not just you're just ordering off the menu to eat. You're like, it's like a chalk talk with you. You like you ever get the chef out here? I want to talk to him.
Yeah, I'll never ask for the chef, but I do ask the waiter or waitress all the time, like, exactly how it's being cooked and prepared. So.
Okay, so what's the perfect cut for you then?
Ribeye. I know a lot of people like filet mignon and maybe the T-bone, but I feel like you get just the perfect amount of tenderness out of a ribeye.
Ribeye's blue collar. Ribeye is Iowa State Cyclone. Right? It's blue collar, right?
Yes,
what are the sides that go with it?
Any type of potato, whether it's a baked potato, mashed potato, and you got to throw a vegetable in there, maybe asparagus, green beans, broccoli, something like
just
that.
Just to color up the plate a little bit. Wash away some of the guilt from that meat and potatoes you're about to eat. Texans wide receiver Jalen Nolt. Jalen, it's great to have you here in Houston, man. And flash those H's up to the camera.
Yes, sir.
There we go.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you, man.
Yep, thank you.
All right, thanks.
All right, that was good stuff, Jalen Nolt. Now, the big takeaway from that for a lot of people on the text page was my categorization of ribeye as being blue collar. And I will tell you, I know cube steak and flank steak and, you know, whatever other cuts are out there are a little more blue collar. Somebody called cube steak poverty meat earlier. Might be a little harsh. It was just because he mentioned filet mignon first. Filet mignon is sort of, you know, the cliche for uppity. Maybe if he'd said Wagyu also, you know.
Oh, yeah. And it's expensive cut and everything.
Yeah.
I feel like the true steak connoisseurs tend to prefer the ribeye over everything else.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Whatever.
We played that interview earlier. And then also that Amon-Ra, the St. Brown podcast that he had been on, he gave some answers where you could really just tell that this is a mature kid, and he's got a fiance. He still drives his Camry that he had in college. Sounds like it's a nice Camry, but it's not a luxury car or anything. And he just wants to play football and hang out with his fiance and and learn how to grill better.
Yes.
I like that. I like it a lot. Yeah. I like maturity. I think D'Amico's done a good job of. Well, he, you know, Sean, I asked him about energy vampires when I interviewed him last week. And I said, you know, we heard that a lot the first couple months you were here, the first year you were here. We haven't really heard anything about energy vampires this last year. And he said, I got rid of all
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, that's what
and,
you do.
Yeah, and in the draft process, remember when Nick said that the Texans draft board is probably smaller than a lot of teams?
Yep.
I think that's strictly a function of D'Amico said, hey, you know, we talk to everybody, we talk to the academic people, and if there's just too many negative reports on a guy, he's just, we don't want him.
Yeah.
We flat out, we're not going to entertain it because we don't have enough time we got all this other stuff we got to do. I don't have time to deal with all the nonsense that comes with guys who aren't mature enough. And I think they've done a good job, whether they're good players or not, you know, in a lot of instances in these last couple years, we're still waiting to see, but the number of just duds or putzes that they've drafted in the last 2 years compared to some of the other draft classes
yeah.
in previous Texans drafts, it's night and day.
Yes, dude, compared to some of the guys that were even guys they'd given second contracts to in previous regimes, you know?
DJ Swearinger not wanting to play special teams.
Yeah.
I can't envision any of these guys that they've drafted in the last couple of years since Caserio and D'Amico teamed up is being guys that would think that they shouldn't have to play special teams because they're second rounders. Like, that's just, they've changed the standard for what their football character is.
Yeah, I just think, like, the ones I think of are with the really dark times with the teams, like when Zach Cunningham doesn't want to be here because the team's not good anymore, even though they gave him $15 million a year or whatever. He just just sulks about being a Houston Texan. So Nick's like, okay, fine, you're gone. I'll trade you for you. You were paid by the previous regime, not this regime. So, yeah, it's good to see.
I do give a lot of those guys passes from the dark era of the 2021-2022 era.
Yeah.
It was such a dysfunctional situation all around that I think there were guys. I think there were some good players like Reed that like Justin Reed. That just realized that this is a bleeped up situation.
Yeah,
like,
no.
What the hell's even going on?
It's
here?
Interesting though. Like Justin Reed left here and became, and he already was a good player, but he was played a prominent role on a Super Bowl championship team. Zach Cunningham left here, and I know he still was in the league for a little bit, but he was never heard from again to the degree that he was getting paid for sure. It's just, it's really interesting. John Lopez. Reggie Atatula, they are in the house. Gentlemen, how are we feeling?
So you're telling me that Jalen Noel likes fishing and barbecue?
He likes fishing. I should have name-dropped you. I should have said, I got a friend for you.
He doesn't need that.
Are you looking for friends, Jalen Noel?
Yeah.
He doesn't need that.
I was like, well, I knew the first
He's
part.
Your spirit animal. Yeah, yeah. By the way, Crosstalk, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get this in early. Crosstalk brought to you by D&M Auto Leasing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah you like him, huh?
Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
And I mean, if he didn't like him before, seeing him in training camp has made it incredibly easy to like him.
Man.
He just keeps getting open.
Yeah, but both these rookie receivers. Look, I know Braxton Berrios isn't a rookie. I know he's been around a while. He's getting open. Mm-hmm. We did a whole segment on Mechie. Mechie had a great practice again yesterday. Like Mechie is a guy who, if you didn't come into this training camp with the preconceived notion that he's not going to make the team, which I know I did and a lot of people did, he's been one of the six best receivers in camp.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's been really good. So they got some tough decisions to make at that position. All right, question of the day.
Question of the day. You saw Taylor Swift, big night tonight.
Is it tonight? I know she's going to be on the podcast. Or they recorded it already?
Yeah,
is that what that was all about?
Yeah, they dropped some teasers.
I love how interested Seth sounds.
My daughter
I don't know. I just saw her all over. Okay.
Well, my daughter already texted the family. Nobody text or call at 6:00. So that's how big it is.
That's up. Okay, I got to text my daughter. She's a big Swiftie.
Anyhow,
she feels the same way.
How big of a Swiftie is she if you feel like you have to, like, make... Oh, no, you're checking. Okay,
I'm checking with her to see if it's okay to text her. I just want to see if she's...
She's an adult with a job, too.
Yeah,
a teenage girl.
Yeah.
So Taylor Swift, in the one clip that they released, I guess this morning or yesterday, said, you guys have a lot of male sports fans on this podcast. I think we all know that if there's something that male sports fans want to see in their spaces and on their screens, it's more of me.
She said that? Very touchy and braggy. Yeah. I like it.
Self-awareness.
So the question of the day, of course, came from that. And it's, what are some guy things, some things that are off limits to your significant others?
Like, wow.
In other words, yeah, we can go to, you can hang out with my friends. You can do that. But this is off limits.
Okay. I'll tell you one for me used to be fantasy football.
Mm-hmm.
That's my thing. But appropriately enough, tonight, Amy and I have our fantasy draft of the team that we share mm-hmm. in the league. We're in a league with friends of the show, Perry and Jen. And we're in their league down in League City. Mm-hmm. So that's crossed off the list. I would say the only thing I can think of, because
that's my thing. You know, one of the, like, I'll give you an example while you're thinking about it.
Okay.
When I go buy meat to smoke, to barbecue, she'll go over with me occasionally and she'll say, well, this one looks cheaper. This one's cheaper. And I'm like, you don't get it. I'm looking at the meat,
right?
The marbling, the cuts and all that. And I just go somewhere else.
And she's just trying to make sure that you can retire someday with money in your bank account.
How dare she?
This is a weird one. I don't know if this probably doesn't quite fit the category, but this is a longstanding pet peeve of mine of guys where they break a guy code in a way that they don't even realize they're doing it because it's got a spillover effect.
Mm-hmm.
It's that, all right, obviously, if you go to a bachelor party and something crazy happens, you don't tell the bride's friends about it or something like that. But guys will tell stories in groups, in mixed company, to like their female friends who are unaffected by that bachelor party or anything, don't know any of the women involved or anything, and they think they're just telling a story. And then some of those women in their minds get this impression of bachelor parties that every single one of them, like all this stuff is happening at every single bachelor party. So it ends up, you end up screwing over some guy that you don't even know somewhere off in the future because his fiance heard you tell a couple of tawdry stories from some bachelor party you were at.
Yeah.
Keep your damn yaps shut, okay? You don't have to tell every story all the time.
Guy code. Do you have anything that Brandy, any activity you engage in where you're like, nope, Brandy, this is my own time to myself here?
I don't remember. Yeah. I don't know. Okay. I just don't care.
That's the thing. When you guys asked me the question originally, I'm like, dang, it's actually a good referendum on my marriage. Actually, it's hard for me to come up with this because Amy and I share a ton of the same interests. We like doing the same things. I would say the only thing for me is I like on the weekends, like either Saturday or Sunday morning, most mornings I've got like a list of a few things I need to go do. I got to go to the men's tea clinic. I got to go to go hit the grocery store. It's kind of quiet time for me to be in the truck and just like listen to music or listen to sports.
What about your walks?
My walks sometimes, because Amy does not like to walk as far as I do sometimes.
Okay.
So that is definitely one where I'm getting ready and I got in my mind, I'm like, I'm going to be going 4.5 miles.
And you're like, you're dragging her by the leash, panting and everything.
It was Seth who said that, Amy, if you're listening. Yeah. That is a good one, actually, because there are times where I'm like, I'm getting ready to go for a walk. And I, in my mind, I'm ready to go like 4.5 miles. It's hot out, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, oh, I'll go with you.
And she goes 2 miles.
And she, well, I know I'm going to have to, I like having her on a walk with me, but then knowing I have to dial down the trip.
Or the pace and all that stuff.
Yeah. So it's, Amy, if you're listening, I'll still want to go on our walks and everything, but just know that if I'm ready to go on a Tuesday afternoon at
pace,
4:30.
Amy, I'm with
That's
you. She does a lot of stuff, so you have to think.
Yeah,
like fishing, she'll fish with me now.
Right. I asked you about fishing, and you were like, "No, that's cool."
She like, but texture says hunting. Hunting, I could see.
I bet Amy's. There's a better chance Amy would want to go hunting than I would, for sure.
I'll tell you honestly. I think probably most guys are like this. It's to generalize. A lot of guys just need some time sometimes where they're doing nothing and they're absolutely quiet.
Yes.
And that it's that you just don't want to talk.
That's
And I think like Brandy and I have kind of we've settled into it. We've been married over 20 years. Like, she appreciates that there's times where I just need to be by myself. And it's not because it doesn't have any reflection on her or anything.
Yes.
I just need some alone time and I need some quiet.
That's my errand running time that I'm talking about. I just need to be in the truck with my own thoughts, just driving around. Grab a cup of coffee, just sipping it.
Yeah.
Maybe take the long way to a few places, so I can think a little longer. Yes, that's exactly what mine is, Seth. Thank you. All right, boys. Well, have a good show.
Thanks, man.
Heading out to the stadium to go watch a A walkthrough.
Yeah.
I will have no report for you on the walkthrough.
No, no, no.
You sure? Report. Somebody shreds
it. No, depth chart. Depth chart report.
Oh, yeah, depth chart. Yeah, maybe. If anything, I'll promise you this.
Read
if
into it.
Significant Text. Happens. If No, I'll call in.
Okay.
But just promise me that I won't wind up in an article on the Houston Chronicle. After
I don't run anything over there, so I feel like I can't guarantee you that, but I'll do my best and make sure that I don't facilitate
any of
that.
Clint, Ron, if you're listening, I love you. I'm just joking.
Brandon Likewise. Scott is the guy you need to talk to.
Ooh, that's true.
He's got pull over there. Yeah. That's right. That's right. Seth, antibodies to you.
Oh, antibodies and some alone time to you.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate that. All right, we're done.
We're out of time.
Antibodies and a forced march to Amy.
You're listening to KILT.
4 miles, not two.
KILT AM. Did you see my humble brag about 4.5 miles?
I like
there?
That.
Yeah, it was like 4.5.
I was proud of you, honestly.
Thanks, man. I got the proof in my walking app on my phone. KILT AM, KILT FM HD2. Houston, an Odyssey Sports Station. That's what you're listening to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.